Bong! Welcome to the Freeformer Music News. It's Jack Mars here with the weekly update. Starting off then, why bother buying music? This week, Jay-Z has launched a new streaming service. It's called Tidal, and it was launched with an all-star cast, including Kanye West, Madonna, and Beyonce. It'll cost you $19.99 per month to subscribe to it. Basically, he's made Spotify. Make your own mind up about it. Prince is in trouble for giving away a free album. The reason is down to Prince putting out a copy of an album created by Judith Hill, a former contestant on The Voice. He sent out an email which included a link to a free download of Hill's album and wrote, "Please spend some time with this music and then share it with someone you love." It's kind of got so serious that Prince may have to appear in court about it. Alt J's album, This Is All Yours, has gone gold in the UK. Okay, yeah, it's not quite platinum, but it means it has sold 100,000 records. It's the band's second album and was put out in September 2014. Okay, I have to admit that I've not bought it yet, but I do look at it every time I go to the record store and think, oh yeah, I really want that, and then end up looking at something shiny, so I buy that instead. A bit of sad news now. The Arctic Monkeys and Jarvis Cocker's favourite record store is to close. Rare and Racy in Sheffield is to be demolished. It's so that the council can build flats and cafes. Jarvis Cocker has called the shop a global treasure. The council obviously disagree. Some release news now then for you. Toro y Moi has streamed a new album. It's called What For, and you can listen to it via NPR. That record is going to be released on April 6th. The Maccabees have shared a new single. It's called Marks to Prove It. It's going to come off their next album, but we've got no date on when to expect that. And we're also on Libertine's album watch. They say to expect an announcement soon and are busy writing away on a new record in Thailand. So watch this space. That's the Freeformer Music News with me, Jack Miles. More next week.